RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, be on the mic. What's up, everybody? Tuesday morning, rainy Tuesday in Richmond. We'll take you around for the next couple hours. Hour number two of today's radio program is Commanders Rewind, our weekly look back at what happened in the Washington Commanders game. They went to overtime. I'm going to say notorious for making that segment run too long. And now they went to overtime, and we got a lot to talk about, too. I'm a little worried that we're going to need to steal 12 o'clock from AWOD. We're going to need to annex it here. We'll see. We'll do our best. We'll get through the Commanders Rewind. I, of course, have thoughts on Terry McLaurin. He's very good. Makes an impact in his return. Plays a lot at the end. What does that mean? Did he go off the snap count? Big questions there. O-line, best we've seen them this year. Full stop. Was great to see the offensive line blocking like that, especially right on the verge of Jaden Daniels potentially returning. Did not get the update we thought we would get yesterday from Dan Quinn, who's expected to announce that Jaden Daniels would return to practice this week as a starting quarterback. He said, Jaden Daniels has not been cleared for contact. You can interpret that a lot of ways, of course, because a quarterback in the NFL doesn't get hit during practice. So he can still do everything he wants to do during practice. Is it gamesmanship? And then Friday, oh yeah, he's cleared, we're good. Is it tempering expectations? We're going to get to Friday, and we're going to do another week of Marcus. We'll find out. Marcus Mariota. I didn't realize that was a thing. I thought everybody knew that. A little bit like Tyrod Taylor or Bijan Robinson. Like, there are names in the NFL that you say that you don't say correctly that none of us say correctly. And here we are. But apparently the world found out through Chris Collinsworth on Sunday night. Joe Theismann. Famous Redskins quarterback. There's lots of names that change along the way. Zach, our guest on the show, VCU writer, Zach Joachim. There's a lot of PA. Just the name changes over time. I'm still MP. That's a tough one to botch. I'm sure the Starbucks people could find a way to write it down wrong on the thing. Wild. NFL weekend, everything gets scrambled. Some things, though, as normal, including the New York Giants on a 7-game losing streak after last night's 33-15 beatdown from the New England Patriots. We'll take a trip around the NFL, get you ready. It's December 2nd. We're in December. There's four teams with byes this week. How does that happen? Feels very late in the season. There were no buys over Thanksgiving. We're wrapping them up this week. Is that a good buy to have or a bad one? That feels bad to be sitting out in week 14, especially if you're the Giants. The getting back to work is going to be the hard part there. The Commanders had their bye midway through the season. They were arguably out of it during their bye week, and yet you keep showing up. There's more to play for, and I thought it was there was momentum coming out of that game. There was enthusiasm, there was excitement. It was a very good game. But to shut it down now, you come back, you got four games to play, you're 2-11, unquestionably playing for the top draft pick now. That's brutal. Niners need the bye. Panthers get the bye. They're 7-6. They're feisty. They got a shot. Patriots at 11-2, running the league, putting the ball back in Denver's court. The Broncos can even things up with them with a win at the 2-10 Raiders. this weekend. 10-2 against 2-10. That's a 4-0-5 special late in the season right there. We'll get Bears-Packers as the Sunday game of the week. That one's going to be a ton of fun as you look at the NFC North, where the Lions are on the outside looking in right now, which is a little bit crazy this time of year. We'll get to Bob Chesney's JMU's football coach for now, until he's UCLA's football coach, which he'll be later. Do I have Lane Kiffin thoughts? Of course I have Lane Kiffin thoughts. Tech, Virginia Tech, has a new quarterback under James Franklin. Commitment from the 21st ranked quarterback in the nation, Troy Huhn of California. So Tech's got a new signal caller. I would imagine they'll keep Pop Watson around as well for the depth. Hazel's hanging out with me this morning, and Hazel came up first NFL game Sunday night at beautiful Northwest Stadium. Truly one of the sports gems.
Truly.
What are the three things you're telling people? What was it like going to a Commanders game? What are you telling people?
Number one, incredible fireworks, and the opening was tons of fun.
They do a great opening. Can you save the other two, or are you going to forget them?
I'll save them.
Because I want to double click on that, because the team wore the Super Bowl throwback jerseys, which are the Redskins jerseys minus the word Redskins. Mm-hmm. And the whole introductory video was medieval themed. It was like a medieval times kind of video, where they're running around the forest and you know, hunting for a bronco. But the connective thread is the spear. They've all got a spear.
Yeah,
because of course the Redskins had a spear, but it's medieval imagery, not Native American imagery.
The consistency was kind of getting me, because there was it was like the young brave takes his warrior's stance.
It's medieval, Hazel. It's got nothing to do with the Native Americans.
I'm making connections. I don't know what I...
Because they wore burgundy and gold uniforms, held a spear up, and called themselves braves, why would you think that's anything other than medieval imagery?
I take it back.
Credit to Josh Harris. If you're still mad about this, if you're still on the "they got to call them the Redskins or I'm never going to be a fan again," you're in the wrong now. When they took the name from you and they gave a goofy, one of the all-time worst sports names, the Commanders, you had every right to be mad that your team got saddled with a terrible name. Because that's our identity. That's what we own that. There are so many good words out there, and they picked Commanders. This is a dumb word. But we're back. You could have attended that game, not knowing what the team name was, and left, and somebody said, "What's the team name?" You could have said Redskins, and it would have been plausible.
Yeah.
We're back enough. If it's not enough for you, you're the problem now, not the team. Josh Harris has done everything he can.
I like that take. Boom. Yeah. There was a spear. What more could you ask for?
The spear, the colors, the uniforms. They sing the song after. They just play the music, so you can fill in whatever words you want to fill.
Exactly.
People choose their own words.
Mm-hmm.
You're given every opportunity to root for the team you want to root for there.
Yeah, exactly. It really felt open-ended. I liked it.
Number two takeaway.
Well, I've heard you and AWOD talk about it being this big concrete bowl.
Yes.
For a long time. And I was like, they're complaining. And then we got there, and you and I were walking, and I was like, MP, this is a big concrete bowl.
It's so much concrete.
It was a little bit, you could have painted it and pretended it wasn't concrete,
no.
But they're like, nope, welcome to my concrete.
Nobody's fronting.
No, this is what we got. That was a surprise to me. I don't know, but...
Not only a big concrete bowl, but in the DC area, which has so many urban locations, there's a lot of downtowns.
There's
a downtown Alexandria, there's a downtown Loudoun, there's a downtown Reston, there's a downtown Fairfax. I'm not even in Maryland yet. The Bethesda, Silver Spring. There are probably 50 metro stops across the city, I would ballpark. And somehow the site they chose is not near any of those things.
Oh my God! Yeah, when you pointed out the metro station, what do you mean? What do you mean the stadium?
So we're
in the
almost.
Distance?
So we're almost there, right? No.
I see the lights over yonder. What do you mean?
Whose idea was that?
No one who rode the Metro, I'll tell you that.
They built the baseball stadium right on the Metro, so they didn't have to build 50,000 parking spots that get used 8 times a year.
Because we then walked through 50,000 parking spots.
Well, you have to have them because there's no other
way. There's no Metro!
And you think an Uber driver's driving out there at midnight on a Sunday night to pick up one ride from there? They're not.
That is an expensive Uber. No shuttle,
it's such an expensive Uber ride.
I mean, it was a little shocking.
All right. So as a very neutral party here, do they need a new stadium?
Well, listen, I haven't been to any other stadiums.
All right, that's fair.
But I bet there's other places doing it better. I'll tell you that.
There's about 29 of them.
Yeah. That's not far-fetched to me.
No.
I can see that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Number three here. Takeaways from NFL football.
Well, it was a big production, but also it was a football game.
It's fun.
That was awesome.
We got a good football game too.
Yeah.
They haven't all been that good this year.
I was very lucky. There were a couple moments where there was a play and I was like, oh, and then I would look around and everyone was like very professionally like taking.
Well, because you were in the press box.
Yeah.
Stubb went last year and sat out in the stands.
Yeah.
That said, it was really cold.
I didn't want to be out there.
It was
I'll
a good night. It was a good night to be in the press box. There on nice days in like September, October, I'm the mopey one.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I were out there enjoying this beautiful fall day. The tables turn.
You're okay? Yeah. Yeah, it was nice and warm in there. It was cool.
Felt good about the situation. Got to meet all the guests that we have.
That was awesome. Yeah. I was like, hello, I've called you. They're like, oh, you're the voice on the other end, I guess.
You're the person who tells me I sound like Darth Vader.
No, I was like, you're real. You have a body.
They're real people all in a little press box area.
I know. Who knew? You did, but I didn't. It was very exciting. Tons of fun.
Sports journalists were in the news last week because Aaron Andrews. Now, we have dinner beforehand. We're up there. We're hanging out. There's a lot of, a lot of BSing, just a lot of hanging out, killing the time, waiting for the game to start. And that's the other, I'll get into Aaron Andrews in a second. That's the other thing you learn is, like, my job essentially doesn't begin until the game's over.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
it's a 7-hour lead up.
Yeah.
To doing the job. And then the job is to write a story in 5 minutes, which is a weirdly specific skill set.
And you couldn't do without the 7 hours.
Right, but also, like, I couldn't do it during the 7 hours either.
Yeah, exactly. It's niche.
It's a very niche. It's like, what is your skill? Like, well, I can write a full story about something in 5 minutes. Great. Is that useful? About 8 times a year.
Comes in real handy.
Comes in handy about eight times a year.
On Sunday too. You didn't know till the end. That was crazy.
Right. I got a whole story about the Commanders, surprising upset win over the Broncos. Sitting here on the computer that
never see the light of day.
Nobody will ever read.
Wow.
Aaron Andrews was on a sports podcast of some sort and complained, but pointed out that she never gets to spend holidays with her family. There's always a Thanksgiving game, a Christmas game, all these things, and people were on her.
Oh.
Don't you know how many people would love to have your job?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And that's so a lot of the pregame journalists convening is complaining.
Yeah.
Because, and I completely understand this, we can't complain. And I want to say this as well. I have nothing to complain about. I have eaten Christmas dinner in O'Hare Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not complaining. Like, it's a ridiculously fun job.
Yeah.
Which I think you saw.
It was very cool.
And also, we got home at 3 a.m.
Yeah, there was that. But it was worth it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's worth, sitting in the airport on Thanksgiving because we, they had the Cowboys game and we were at Jerry World with Post Malone and the whole, whole world was there. And you're the place where the action is. But Aaron Andrews wasn't complaining. She was just saying, if you want to get into journalism, just know these are the trade-offs you have to make. What do you mean? You've got a job people would kill for. So obviously I'm sympathetic to what she was saying.
Yeah.
She just got to have the awareness to know. Nobody wants to hear it.
Yeah.
And nobody trying to hear that.
You see a mic in front of you, you zip that up. Yeah.
You just keep that to yourself.
Keep on rolling.
There's a time and a place for that. That's the pregame lounge.
That's what I learned.
Got to meet the gut check, Howard Gutman. Had you ever met him in person?
I had at Politics and Pints.
At Politics and Pints, yes, of
Classic.
Course.
Classic.
And wore the gut check shirt, which I thought was a splendid touch.
I did wear the gut check shirt. I did not show him the gut check shirt.
No.
I didn't feel like we needed to connect in that way.
He was busy complaining about the officiating. So he was,
he wouldn't have even noticed.
He was busy. Well, he was busy trying to get my attention.
Oh yeah.
Every
Let's
time
get into this.
Treylon Burks got a target.
And tell us why that was.
He said before the game. And look, we all I'm bringing Jeremy breakfast tomorrow. I'm not going to pretend that I am a expert sports gambler. We do football picks every Thursday on the show. What do I say before every football picks? These are probably wrong. Yes, I'm a professional football follower. No, that doesn't mean I know what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen. That's why we love the NFL. Treylon Burks is going to get 5 catches tonight, which is an oddly specific number. But it turns out that's because the odds were really good on that on FanDuel or whatever. Now, I don't bet on games I attend, so I wasn't dialed into this. But I looked, and you could get plus 10,000 for Treylon Burks to lead the game in receptions.
I mean...
So is that, he called it a lock.
And he did. He was actually really, really
So I
certain.
Tasked you. You had your notebook out. I tasked
I
you with logging Treylon Burks completions.
Correct.
I don't know how many pieces of paper you had to use. Do you have the final tally on that?
Listen, this is going to shock you. What I have here.
Well, it says here.
I believe we all saw this, but we had one.
There was one.
One incredible one.
In Howard's defense.
One incredible one.
It was a very good one. If you're going to have one catch in a football game.
I mean.
That's the one to have.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it didn't hit for Howard. He didn't.
4 short.
Yep.
He did get 4 targets.
Yeah.
Which, if he had caught all 4, would have left him heartbreakingly short. I mean, that would have been a moment up there.
There
is no ban on NFL journalists betting on the games they cover.
Sure, why would there be? There's no rules.
There 100% should be. Yeah. Now, I will voluntarily not do it until the day I die. But also, there 100% should be.
Yeah, definitely feels like
that's an easy one.
Yeah,
if you're going to be the person asking them questions about how the game went, you cannot have money on the game. Full stop. Period. I feel very strongly about that one. That's not my fight to fight though. We're way past the break. Commanders Rewind. We'll get back to the Commanders at 11 o'clock. Lots of Commanders Rewind. London was feeling jolly. We were all feeling good. It was a rare loss where everybody left happy. Broncos fans left happy. Commanders fans left happy. Von Miller didn't sound happy, but everybody else was happy. All right. JMU. Bob Chesney. What do the Dukes do next? On the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Now, cast listeners who don't get to hear the music, that's Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus, which I just asked you to play. Do you know why I asked you to play Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus?
No, and I didn't ask.
You're right. It's got nothing to do with us having a Party in the USA up in Landover on Sunday. Miley Cyrus will no longer play Party in the USA live because,
why?
And I quote, it is not a Party in the USA right now.
You know what?
Where's the line, Bob?
She's drawn the line. I support her. Tell him, Miley.
Sometimes you just have to look around and say, and read the room.
She said, stop the music.
And say, no more.
No more.
We're out.
Where's the line, Bob?
The line has been drawn.
Woo!
It is, quote, it is not a party in the USA right now. A line which I will be dropping on everybody I meet for the remainder of the year. It's December 2nd. You've got 30 days, 29 days of me being completely unbearable. Did you hear about what happened in Tennessee? Yeah, it is not a party in the USA right now.
MP, we've heard it before, okay?
You have to stop saying that. Odyssey holiday party on Thursday. I'm going to clear the room. I'll just have the bin of pretzels to myself. I'll be eating, dipping them in cheese over there. Not a party in the USA right now. $6 for a pretzel. Okay. Some country we got here.
They're all outside the window.
Miley Cyrus protest. This in from our legal department, Odyssey Legal. They work hard. We love them. Mm-hmm. Mainly because in the event I ever get fired, they'll determine how much money I receive. So you'll never hear me say anything bad about them. Lest you think that's a hypothetical situation. Just know it's happened to your boy before. It's a thing that's happened to your boy before. And in that instance, your years of being nice to the legal team, I'm not saying it did everything for me, but I'm saying it did something for me.
Didn't hurt you, probably.
It probably didn't hurt me in that moment. They send these reminders. So news and marketing, which is a weird distinction because it's kind of all one show, but we do both in this show. We do the news. And when we do the news, we can say within FCC rules, literally whatever we want. That's the news. Marketing is when we promote things. We give away VCU basketball tickets to every home game on these shows, us and AWOT. The only reason I can tell you that is because we have a business relationship with VCU basketball. We don't have a business relationship with, say, the Detroit Lions. So if I bought a Detroit Lions ticket on StubHub, not only could I not give it away on the radio, I couldn't even say, we're pumping up the Detroit Lions today by giving away tickets. That would get me fired. It would be over. They send out the reminders. I think everybody knows March Madness is a copyrighted term, right? You always hear people kind of do plays on that. And how the big game, of course, is the one that's played at the end of the year to determine the champion of the big football league,
uh-huh.
Right? When you have to promote, you buy a TV for the big game.
Right.
But I can say in February, the Super Bowl will be played. Now we're doing news, right? So now I could say, because it's the Super Bowl, and we're doing news about the Super Bowl. College football has trademarked, this is news, Hazel, college football has trademarked the term college football playoff. You cannot use the term college football playoff in promotional materials because it's a copyrighted term. Only if you were reporting on news will JMU make the college football playoff. We can say that.
Allowed.
We cannot promote our coverage of the postseason event in the amateur football where there's 12 teams and they'll play their way to one that will eventually be the best of those 12 that played.
Yeah, code legal.
We're clear? I think we're clear. They've also copyrighted the term playoff semifinals. They've also copyrighted the term national championship.
Why?
Now, how did they even get away with that?
That's insane.
They're not the only sport that runs an event called a national championship.
I would argue there's so many, actually.
Also, Taste of the Championship. That's out as well. I guess that must be an event they do around the championship. So you will not get a Taste of the Championship on the Odyssey Networks because we are compliant. I got to get out of here before I say anything else. But I'm going to get to Bob Chesney. I want to tell you why the New York Giants were without a starter on the first drive last night, and I will on the other side. You're listening to 910
The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app coming at you on a Tuesday morning in the great city of Richmond, Virginia, which is a little bit dreary today. That's all right. We'll give you the little pickup here as we go around. There are no other ways to get to this other than to get to this. Giants played the Patriots last night. Abdul Carter is their star pass rusher. He was not on the field for the first series of the game. After the game, the reporters attempted to get to the bottom of this situation.
Your second time in 3 weeks, you didn't start. What happened?
It happens.
What happened?
I ain't gonna get into detail. Like I said, shit happened.
Why, Anton? Like, for
asking me the same question, I just answered.
All right. He was not super interested in talking about it. Stuff happens. Wesley Steinberg, and sometimes, like, there's the bit accounts, the, like, Ian Rappaport, you know, that, like, put out fake news. Adarn Schefter was famous for a while, and you get people to retweet it, and they're like, ah, it's not the real guy. He's just a guy posing to be the guy. I checked 19 times just to make sure we weren't getting got here.
Woo!
We're not getting got here.
Okay, 19!
Giants defensive end Abdul Carter will miss the first drive tonight for disciplinary reasons after getting caught watching porn in a team meeting when his headphones disconnected.
No! Stuff happens.
I can see why he filed that under stuff happens.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to talk about that either.
I just like to say that whole sentence again, bit by bit. Suspended for the first drive tonight after getting caught watching porn in a team meeting.
Ooh.
When the headphones disconnected.
That's so bad.
Every phrase is worse than the one before it.
All right, what a snowball of a sentence. Oh my God.
Oh, Abdul Carter's out for the first series. That's a bummer. Oh, it's disciplinary reasons. Uh-oh. Oh, that's a bummer. Caught watching porn, huh?
Yikes.
In a team meeting.
Oh no!
When his headphones disconnected. Played it to the room.
Man.
Hope you brought enough to share.
Like, wait, what was that? Did everybody else hear that?
Everybody else heard that.
Oh!
You know, like, it actually happened to me, not that, but in the press box, I was playing an interview back after the game because I was transcribing it, and I realized I had my headphones in, but they weren't connected. The whole room was hearing it. That's why Bobby was looking at me with, like, the glare. Oh, shoot, sorry. But that was an interview I had just done because I was working.
But the thing is, you know how you kept your headphones on for a second? You thought you were still... He was watching it.
He dialed in.
Headphones on.
He thinks he's good.
It disconnects. He's got like a 3-second buffer.
No. Oh, no. Abdul. Oh.
Stuff happens.
I feel for him at road games in the future. He may be reminded of this in future cities he plays football in. Throw that on top of the Giants dumpster fire. They have lost 7 straight and 13 straight on the road. I think the Commanders snap their road losing streak on Sunday. They're in Minnesota. We'll get to Commanders Rewind. It's actually now 23 minutes away. I think that they are still going for it. They haven't checked out. I get the sense the Vikings have maybe checked out a little bit, and Kevin O'Connell's kind of done with playing the game and is ready to get a nice rookie quarterback and try this again. That's my read on the situation. We'll see. They've lost games like this before. It's going to go off as a pick 'em. Nobody knows which team will win. I think this is a big opportunity for the Commanders. I think Marcus Mariota's playing perfectly fine. We will get into this during Commanders Rewind. He is a $10 million a year quarterback, and he is delivering great value. Somebody posted, and I forget who, one of the reporters posted, like, they're going to have to lock him up soon to make sure he doesn't get a starting job next year. I don't think he's going to get a starting job next year in the NFL. We'll get to that, too. The interception was really bad. Last play of the game, which I know we won't get into because we'll always run out of time in Commanders Rewind. Last play of the game, he pulls back. It's a zero blitz. Everybody's coming. Guy's in his face. This is, and I said this on AWOD's show yesterday, this is a no-fault situation. AWOD was mad at Cliff Kingsbury for not calling a better play. This is a no-fault situation. You have literally one of the 5 best defenses in the National Football League. They're phenomenal. Calling their very best play in the very biggest moment of their week and one of the big moments of their season, because this is going to determine if they're the one seed or not in the playoffs. You're getting their very, very best play, and it's probably going to be a look you've never seen before. This is probably something they've stashed away, right? Every team's got 2 or 3 plays, like, when we got to break the glass, when it's time to get a stop to save our season, this is what we're throwing at them, and it's going to be something they haven't seen before, and Mariota hadn't seen that look before. McNichols rolls out. If you get a redo on that play, you're going to ask McNichols to chip the guy and then roll out to buy himself a half second. Now, keep in mind, though, when he does that, he's going to catch the ball on the five, not the one. He's going to have to run 5 yards into the end zone. It is actually still not a given he scores on that play if he catches it at the five and not the one. But you're going to give him a chance to catch the ball if he chips. He doesn't chip. A $60 million quarterback, that's what starters cost in the NFL right now, makes that throw. Puts a nice tight loft on it, just puts it right over his head, puts it right into McNichols' arms. They score. Jaden Daniels, $60 million quarterback. I think he'll be a $70 million quarterback. Probably jukes that guy out of his shoes, gets the clean look, delivers the bullet. They score the way. Marcus Mariota is a $10 million quarterback, and he ran the play as called. He gave his team a chance. They were better. The Broncos were better in that moment, and that's why they won the football game. I don't think anybody's watching that tape and saying, get me that guy. He's not the next Sam Darnold. He's not the next Daniel Jones. Like, everybody, now that the Vikings and the Colts are doing this, like, we got to find, who's that guy? Who's our Sam Darnold? Who's our Daniel Jones? You mean we don't have to use a draft pick and we can get a great quarterback? Let's go. And remember, Minnesota identified Daniel Jones before the Colts did. That's who they thought their quarterback was going to be this year. Jones got the opportunity with the Colts, said, I'm sorry, coach, I think I can win the starting job here easier. What was wild was that was the correct call for Daniel Jones, changed the trajectory of two franchises pretty much immediately in that moment. It's what everybody wants. So if somebody tries to turn Mariota into that, I'm not going to be surprised. But I'm going to be a little surprised because that guy was a really good backup quarterback. Pay him. I hope he stays forever as the backup because he's a really good backup. There wasn't a case there in that tape to turn him into a starter somewhere and to try to resurrect him. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I got to get into Lane Kiffin, too. Bob Chesney, Lane Kiffin, college football coaches, all of it. On the other side, Commanders Rewind at 11. You're locked in to Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. 9:10, the fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
1051. 910 The Fan, 1051 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. A1 always says let the music play till like the part where it hits. That's a long ways away in that song, though. There's a lot of buildup there.
Oh, yeah.
I know that song. It's not an instant gratification number.
Unfortunately.
So I don't think I can do it. We got too much to get to.
I'm taking that out of our bumper rotation.
Nah, you keep it in the bumper rotation. It makes me happy. but we can't let it run that long. You can just, like, imagine. Like, sometimes, like, the band will play, you know, Mr. Brightside at the game or whatever, and, like, they'll stop playing before the I'm Mr. Brightside part. Everybody will just yell it, even though play is resumed. It can be one of those things. You can be yelling in your car right now, is that you, my God? You can do that. Word is not doing it here. You just keep your own beat. Keep your own time. VCU basketball back on the fan. Friday night, 7 o'clock versus Samford. It is 80s night at the Stew. That's my night. It's 80s night at the Stew. And so long ago. It was a really, really long time ago. A lot of things happened back then. They'll commemorate some of those things at 80s night. You can get tickets through VCU Athletics. You can listen to it right here on 910 The Fan. Friday is VCU basketball game day. Next Wednesday is the big one. Team can't look ahead. I'm allowed to look ahead. They got to beat Samford. I'm allowed to look ahead. Next Wednesday, New Mexico's coming to town. We owe them one after what happened in New Mexico last year. That will be a fun matchup of two power mid-majors out there who have historically had good success getting into the NCAA tournament. Not last year for the A-10, but I think we're back this year. At least I'm feeling good. The vibes feel right. Speaking of mid-majors, Bob Chesney did his weekly press conference yesterday. Talked about the Sun Belt title game in Harrisonburg on Friday night. Certainly looking forward to that one. It's going to be a lot of fun. Troy coming to town to visit JMU Friday night for the Sun Belt title and maybe a shot at the college football playoff. He does his weekly press conference. Literally as he leaves the room, the National College Football Reporters put out Bob Chesney is going to be the next coach at UCLA. Just in time for him to not get asked about it. He was asked about it during the press conference. I've said it several times. It's basically known fact, you know, in those circles. So he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't read the rumors. And then the second he's done taking questions, all of a sudden, Bob Chesney will be the new coach at UCLA. And I'll say the same thing I said when Indiana got a new coach, and it was Kurt Cignetti. Good luck. I don't think that's a good job. I didn't think Indiana was a good job. I also think this would be the third time I've said this. I said this to Kurt Cignetti. I said this to Mike Rhodes when he left for Penn State. Good luck. I don't think that's a good job. I don't begrudge you for securing the bag. You maybe get one shot at this in your life, right? To be a college football head coach and to make $6 million a year. I don't blame you for that. And the JMU spins out. They made him a generous offer to stay. Would have made him the highest paid coach in the Sun Belt, highest share of NIL, highest share of assistant coach salaries. I'm sure JMU did what it could to keep him. I'm sure it's frustrating if you're a JMU fan. I also know that this is the way of the world, and you just got to find a new one and keep running. You don't chase your guy who's going to stay. Don't do that. Well, Mark Few is staying at Gonzaga. Like, there's one of that dude in one location. There's one of that. Maybe Shock will stay at Marquette. I wouldn't argue Shock has had the kind of like rousing success that you would put him in the Mark Few club. Shock has had success at Marquette, though, and good success. I don't think he's going anywhere from there, in part because of his VCU experience, but I think more so because of his Texas experience. That it was a very toxic place while he was there, and now he's in a better place. And I think the Big East jobs are really good jobs for basketball coaches right now. If you're a basketball coach, you want to be at a blue blood, obviously, in the SEC, because they just have so much money they can spend it on everything. Like, the SEC, I'll tell you this right now, is going to dominate women's basketball for the next decade. And it's not because they care more about women's basketball. It's not because they're producing more good women's basketball players out of there. It's because they have so much money, the cup overfloweth. They're just spending it on everything. They're spending it on Lane Kiffin's and basketball teams and women's basketball teams. They have so much money out there, an absurd amount of money out there. A quarter of the SEC football jobs opened this offseason. All of them got filled before the SEC title game, which is happening on Sunday. That's insane. Like, football jobs, you got to get to the SEC, too, if you want to be competitive. There's a small number of schools that are able to be competitive outside of the SEC. Texas Tech has oil money. They will be competitive for a long time. BYU has that Mormon money. Don't laugh. There's a lot of it. They'll be competitive for a long time. Oregon has the Nike money. They'll be competitive. Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State are just entrenched enough that they'll be competitive for a while. Oh, here's how much silly money Ohio State has. They flew to the Michigan game. Instead of taking the two-hour bus ride, they flew from Columbus to Ann Arbor. Ryan Day was asked about that, and he said, it's because we fly to every other game we play, and I thought because the routine's been off the last couple of times, maybe that's why we lost. Because everybody, what do you mean we're getting on a bus? Don't we normally get on a plane right now? They were all shook, and then they lost the football game. Totally understandable, obviously, from a perspective of a student-athlete, how if you end up sitting in a bus seat, not a plane seat, that would throw off your ability to perform at a high level athletically.
Very different.
They win the game, validation. Maybe he's going to start flying to home games now. I don't know.
I like that idea. Just get up there, circle around a few times, come on back down.
Have a peanut and drink service.
Exactly.
And then land, and we're good.
Talk about a pregame ritual.
It's like Clemson with the bus, but you fly a lap around the stadium. Trump did that when he came to he flew Air Force One right over the stadium on his way into land just to announce his presence. Maybe Ryan Day could start arriving in the private jet. Lane Kiffin would be flying around in a private jet. He gets a private jet for recruiting and 65 private jet hours each year for his own personal use in the LSU contract. And those hours roll over should he not use them by the end of the year. I am consistently amazed at the number of people who are treating this like a normal thing. I get the LSU fans. You made a really bad hire in Brian Kelly. You got to redeem yourself from that. We'll do anything. We want to be able to. We'll do that. Yeah, we're in for that. Everybody knows how this is going to end. Zero mystery whatsoever as to how this is going to end. If he produces a natty between here and there, doesn't matter one single bit to the good people of Baton Rouge in Louisiana. You remember the Louisiana governor. We paid Brian Kelly $50 million to leave to not coach football. I'm going to look into that. I'm going to make sure that never happens again. Lane Kiffin's buyout is higher in the event he is removed as LSU coach. Let's talk about pro football. The Washington Commanders played on Sunday night. What we do on Tuesdays is we do the Commanders Rewind. We'll play the game for you. We'll break it down. A lot to like here. A lot of growth coming out of the bye week, which I think a win would have been the best. Overtime loss to a 10-2 team where you show a lot of signs of improvement. I'm going to take it. Call me a settler. Call me a compromiser. I feel really good about this. Maybe you'll enjoy it with me. On the other side, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.